from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Unfortunately, if you've been around our office here at the downtown Pearl District area studio, We've found needles. We've found piles of human poop. We've seen actual open drug use. Naked people and sexual acts being committed in the middle of the street while driving home.
That was Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Portland gets interesting. We are not alone in this endeavor, apparently. Mm. As my God, what look, man, the Brits, they know how to do a headline. Bare naked bandit hijacks car in Iowa and runs over owner before plowing into tree, all caught on camera.
Oh, bare naked bandit.
Not to be confused with bare naked ladies.
When did this happen? Was it 1 week ago?
Yes. Mm.
That's my job.
Lost a step in your old age, yeah. Pally.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was looking for his old apartment.
I hope this.
It was over a woman.
No, I hope the headline, the article starts. It's been 1 week.
Unfortunately, it's a man from Des Moines has been arrested after allegedly hitting a man with his own car while attempting to hijack the vehicle completely naked.
Okay. Why don't you lock your door? Like, hey, I mean, if you're hijacking the car, it's like, no, naked man, door locked.
Look, I will say this. I don't know.
At least you know he's not having a weapon.
I don't know if I mentioned this story on air.
He's not hiding it.
I know I've told you this story about the naked guy in the middle of the street on the way home. Mm-hmm. What was it, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
A couple blocks from us. This is why I brought this up. Is like, it's literally happened to me. There was a naked guy holding his junk, trying to get into cars.
Yeah.
Tried to get in the car in front of me, and then he came up to me, and I was going to literally run him over. I don't know if he saw the look in my eye of, like, you know, I'm going to run you over, or he just made a smart life choice, but he reached for the door and then opted to kind of do the pull back. The drugs maybe cleared his system for a split second.
Well, maybe he realized that you're not his Uber.
Yeah, definitely not his Uber. But yeah, not this is getting super in the weeds. There's a tunnel or an off ramp in Nebraska, in Omaha, that is actually.
I would say we are way far in the weeds now that we've ventured into Nebraska.
It is infamous for carjackings.
Oh, really?
Because of the way it like comes together, there's no way to get out of it. Mm-hmm. You're kind of sandwiched in. You hit that late at night, you were opening yourself up to a carjacking. And a buddy of mine's wife, it happened to, who was stationed out there. And this is kind of the same thing where, like, I started, like, do how many cars don't self-lock when you put it in gear?
Yeah, or, I mean, in this case, like, the guy took the driver out.
Yeah.
And then hopped in the driver's seat. Was he, at no point when a naked man comes up to my vehicle, am I like, you know what? I'm going to get out and see what this guy's got going on. I'll maybe crack the window and just be like, hey, man, where are your clothes at, pal? Or I will just drive off. That's what I'm going to do, is I'm just going to drive off if the naked guy comes running up.
It's something. I mean,
being quite honest here.
I mean, when they say naked guy, they mean totally naked guy. And the whole thing's caught on film because somebody's just on the street filming, like, this whole situation.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting in a parking spot, and the guy just jumps into the, like, opens the driver's door, jumps in the car.
Oh,
driver socks him in the face.
Yeah, that's, oh, wow. Yeah. See, why did you even open up the car, though?
Naked guy puts it in reverse, runs over dude.
Yeah.
With his own car.
Yep. Oh, man.
Not fun.
That's not good at all.
And then drives off with car while naked. And if you're wondering what the guy looks like,
that's a hell of a drug.
The guy that you're picturing in your head, it's him.
Yeah, dude.
It's 100% him.
Oh, man.
It's not a, well, you know, maybe they look like so-and-so.
No.
No, it's exactly the guy you're picturing.
Man. Who knew Des Moines? Des Moines, carjackings, huh?
I mean,
you think you're safe somewhere?
Well, no. I mean, the meth is really good in the Midwest.
Mm. All right.
It's all
take your word for that.
And apparently there, you don't need a license to sell hot dogs either. This guy's just out there doing it before he takes the car.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody's on the Vancouver Ford text line, Charles Manson without the tattoos.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he does look that way.
It's very much of like, I don't know what you're doing here.
You know, there's some places where public nudity is completely legal. This fine city is one of them. Ashland is one of them,
too.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say Des Moines.
No.
They're not.
But
they're
we do have a naked bike ride here in Portland.
That's true.
But in Ashland, it was a shock to my system. In the summer, there was a group of nudists that would come out and they'd play tennis. They just played tennis, just in the nude. And we'd be going in for like workouts. They only came out in the summertime. That's the only time I ever saw
naked tennis.
Where do they keep that second ball for the second serve?
Well, you would be surprised. No, just on the side, just on the side. But just we went in for weights and they were just sitting there bucket naked. Playing tennis right behind the stadium in the weight room.
Of all of the sports to play, could you think of anything that puts it more all on display than tennis?
I'm here to tell you, no, I cannot imagine another.
You open it up, you do the splits, you get the full extension.
A lot of range of motion going on there. Yeah.
A lot of stopping and starting.
Yeah. If you're wondering, no, they were...
Not hot?
All of them 60 plus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There's a good group of them. A
lot of angle to the dangle.
Yeah.
So now I know where they keep that second ball.
That's right. You know, it was
under the
it was like, and then you just scurry on in. But they don't have that tennis court anymore. So I'm wondering where they're playing their tennis now.
I'm not going to be ageist, but they're to be totally fair, there are different rules to how naked you can be, depending on how hot you are.
No, I don't think so.
There are.
I think you get to a certain age where you just throw that out the door.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean,
you're good.
But I'm talking in general. Like, if you're stupid hot and you're just walking down the street naked, some people might object to it, but you're not getting phone calls. Like, 911's not getting lit up.
I don't think,
this guy, like
this guy,
Tweaker McGillicuddy?
Yeah.
911's been called multiple times at this point.
Yeah, he's right? not. Yeah, not it, man. And not it.
There was an article I was going to bring up the other day, kind of in that same vein. There's a rather large man who's been running shirtless. I can't remember what city it was, who's been somebody who's repeatedly called 911 for indecent exposure on him.
No, just because I think he got arrested.
Yeah, he ended up getting
arrested.
Because
of no shirt?
Yeah.
Screw that neighbor.
Yeah.
You know what? Let that guy run.
Guy's out there trying to better himself, get into some better shape.
What's wrong with these
And you know what?
People?
Sometimes when you're a large man, you sweat a lot. So
that's the same neighbor that calls the police on a meat eater because they're vegan and they don't like the smell of meat.
That's the same neighbor that calls
everybody
the police
loves the
on the
smell.
Kids in the lemonade stand.
Yes.
Everybody loves the smell of a barbecue.
Yes.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Just because you can't handle it, get out of here.
You know, maybe McCarthy was right. Maybe they're a communist.
The vegans?
Yeah. Well, the ones that don't like the smell of meat. That's how you can actually tell if they're American.
Sure. Sure.
No?
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
No,
I think that should be part of the citizenship test.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.